Hey, what's up there, Toku Tribe? It's your favorite duo, Jeff and Ross here, and we've got something epic to share with you.
That's right, folks. Get ready to dive deep into the world of tokusatsu with our fan-fueled podcast.
Join us on Discord, it's Henshin Time.
TikTok at HenshinTime75.
Our Instagram, _HenshinTime_, and
Facebook, it's Henshin Time for all the toku talk you can handle.
Welcome to another episode of Henshin Time. I'm Jeff.
I'm Ross, and today we're covering Kamen Rider 5's 20th Paradise Regained.
Yeah.
To put it simple, the first synopsis, or whatever you want to call it. In this film, Masato and Mari fight against a new iteration of Smart Brain, led by Kitazaki, who begins an operation to exterminate all Orphanox, with Takumi seemingly working with them for unknown reasons since his disappearance.
In the final episode, yeah.
Yeah.
This ignores the DTV or the D-Video TV of Kamen Rider 4.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot to say about this movie to unpack, but if you know the plot of the Orphanox, yeah, right? You know, not towards the middle of it, Takumi started to realize, oh, not all Orphanox are bad.
Yeah. And it seems like he kind of got brainwashed a little bit.
I don't think he got brainwashed. I think he gave up on life and was like, well, there's no point to existing. There's no point. They didn't say anything about being brainwashed. It's just... So basically, when he walked away from everybody, his friends, his loved one... I say loved one. What's her
name? Mari.
Mari, that's right.
His ex-girlfriend, so, one...
Girlfriend, which... Man, I'm going to say this movie is very gory.
It's a more adult comedy.
It's very adult. It's black, very Black Sun, but like less.
Yeah.
Like maybe... three steps back. But the movie is interesting because Takumi, like, his convictions change. So, like, it's not like he was brainwashed. They didn't show him anything. What they did was, when he walked away from Mari, he was fading away. Mm-hmm. His life expectancy, like, he was deteriorating. And that's what happens when you're an Orphanox.
Right.
Like, at a certain point, you just start to deteriorate. It's basically like second life. You get a second life after you die. And certain people have this genome. Some are experimental. Some are just genetic-ish. Because it's an inherited gene.
Yeah.
But it's not always activated. So he walks away. He starts to deteriorate. And Smart Brain, the new president, he takes him in his care. He injects him with something that makes his life a little longer, and then puts him basically in cryogenic stasis, or
cryostasis.
Yeah, he cryogenically freezes him, basically. But his convictions change. It's not someone telling him to do this. He's doing it on his own volition.
Yeah, until his family kind of...
Yeah, and so the people that, in this meantime, that he's... Because he's been gone for years at this point.
Yeah.
Mari is still opening the doors at her her laundromat, right?
It was a laundromat.
Yeah, it was like a dry cleaner.
And then their family was the ramen.
And
place.
She opened up the ramen place for Delta, or who in this movie ends up being a robot. And I'm assuming either the original one died, or they replaced him and put him in that stasis. They don't explain it.
Well, yeah, there were some loose ends that probably...
But he does say this entire time. He says, this entire time I've been waiting to kill you, to Mari. So we know Mari has always had the F gene, or the Orphanox gene, since the series, right? You know, that's been talked about because she was a student at the university where they were doing the experiments, and she volunteered for it. Because she thought it was just, you know, clinical trials or something.
Which makes you question some things. Hopefully that doesn't actually happen.
Yeah. But it won't. But.
But we do get a movie special, Kamen Rider Muse. Rena Kurumi or Nozomi Kitazaki. She was the one that was henching into blue. Oh.
Metza.
Blue Fives.
No, she's Blue Metza. So she's just Comrade Metza. It's a movie exclusive, but the president's a robot. Like, just to put it simple, like he, like you know it from like the first moment you see him because he clicks his jaw like this. He opens and shuts his jaw, and you hear click, click, click.
Interesting.
That's how I knew he was a robot because I called it right at the beginning. I was like, he's robotic.
He did kill a lot of people.
Yeah, and when I say kill viciously. Guys, he killed. Takumi actually kills one of the people Mari took in, who was a young person. I would say probably 18, yeah. 17, maybe 16. And it caused the rest of them to fear with inside themselves. So, like, their hopes, Smart Brain's hope was like, oh, they're going to turn against each other. Or so one of them will. They'll turn one of them in. Because now they have what's called Smart Brain AI.
Yeah, so they can predict. Or she had the ability to predict.
Not that. The AI technology inside the phone. The
emergency kind of alert.
Yeah, and it says, hello, do this for your friend. If you see an Orphanox, call Smart Brain.
If you see it, report it.
Right. And we get a bunch of, for the first time, we get a bunch of, like, washed down fives. They're not really fives. They're just, I'd call them bronze. Because they're just bronze soldiers. Like, they have the outline suit, but it's just bronze.
Rio Troopers, what they're called.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because...
I'm going to be honest, this movie, and I said this already, and it's not a lot of hate for it, but... Because I liked it as I was watching it. I just wished it had some closure to it. So, obviously, the plot is they are trying to get Takumi to realize his convictions. And they do that through the new Kamen Rider. She knows about Mari's F gene. So what she does is she turns her on purpose. So there was a scene where before he left, Mari asked Takumi to go get mayonnaise, right? And he said, if I feel like it. And he never showed back up.
Yeah, because he was...
20 years later, he shows up with mayonnaise, and she's like... He walks away from her. He starts taking off, and she goes after him, but she gets punched in the stomach and gets knocked out. Because, you know, that happens. and she's on an operating table, and... And the surgeons are like, are you sure? Did you get approval from the president? And she's like, just do it. And so it activates that gene inside of her. And so when she walks back in, all the surgeons are dead and Mari's gone. So Mari basically is now an Orphanox. And she's a cat Orphanox, I think. I would say cat, right?
Yeah.
Tiger, cat, something like that.
I would say tiger, because that's what it looked more closely to that.
Okay. Yeah, but it's interesting because he can sense her.
Maybe because they have a connection.
Maybe. And there's this interesting scene. This is why I was like so confused, because I, like, you know, you think Kamen Rider Tokusatsu, and it's not rated R.
Yeah.
They end up sleeping together. And, like, you can very much tell because her clothes are off. His clothes are off. And they're talking. And as she turned, she had no control over it, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that inner demon voice or that inner bad voice that comes out. And he gets her to calm down. And that's when he kind of breaks down. He's like, I don't know who I am. I've lost myself. And, like... In this countless surrounding of just being, like, surrounded by constant death and, like, the thoughts in my head of, like, I'm going to die. Like, I didn't know what to do. Fix me. And that's when that scene happens, when they're, like, kissing, and then they're in their Orphanox state and they sleep together.
Dude, that romantic moment.
A weird moment.
But But yeah, it has most of the cast from the series re.
I will say, if you guys ever seen Hellraiser, there's a Hellraiser moment in this.
Oh yeah, Ugh.
Like, the president grabs the boy by the face that turns them in because he's scared.
Yeah.
This is real messed up. He's so scared, he's like, I don't want to die. And that's where it cuts off, and it goes to the next scene where they're in the ramen shop, and then that's when they get raided by Smart Brain. And he's like, did I do good? Like, did I do what you wanted? Can I join Smart Brain? I don't want to die. And he's like, you did okay. You did well. You've accomplished your goal. And then that's when you just see these wires coming out of this guy's hand, and like, it's just checker marks on this dude's face. So like, it just went through his brain.
Yeah. And they cut away as he's dying.
Yeah. Oh man. There's an even worse part. The girl gets obliterated, literally, like ripped apart.
Oh yeah, the girl that was literally was
Metza, his that was Kamen Rider Metza. Yeah, yeah, the president, like, I don't remember was it wires or I don't remember. No, all I remember,
a whip went through her,
and then it expanded.
Then it just kind of went.
Oh, it expanded.
It was literally a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah, and like just body, like it's just blood everywhere. That's all it turned into. It was basically like turning someone into a slushy.
Slushy. Ugh. Hope we won't want any of those in a while.
But, you know, the part that confuses me how it ends, because they defeat the president, right? He blows up. But then there's a scene where it's Smart Brain again, and then all you see is in those cryogenic frozen containers is just there's bodies in it, and people. There's a bunch of them. And then you see the president again.
Yeah, and he's just like, ee.
And then he smiles, and then on his forehead, it shows Smart Brain logo. And I'm like, wait a second.
He can just be re-downloaded.
Okay, cool. It's not over yet.
3 minutes left.
3 minutes left. Mike, the fuck? You're not going to finish this? Ugh. I'm hoping that this connects to something.
Maybe.
But Kamen Rider 5s didn't connect to anything in the series, so we'll see.
And that's a wrap on another episode of Henshin Time. We hope you enjoyed geeking out with us as much as we enjoyed geeking out with each other.
And we did. Remember, whether you're a longtime fan or a newcomer to the world of tokusatsu, there's always something new to discover and appreciate. So keep exploring, keep watching, and keep listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platforms. It helps us grow and reach more listeners and keep the conversation going.
And thanks for tuning in, and until next time, it's Henshin Time!